Welcome back, folks, to the second edition of the Spring Hill College Athletics Podcast. I am Devin Golden, and we came back a second time because we were so bad the first time, we had to redeem ourselves. I'm going to be talking with intramural student manager Brian Vandermark, kind of give a little intramural insight as the basketball season begins, kind of get a little connection to the students. I'm also going to be talking about the baseball team and the fact that I called that they were going to win 2 out of 3 games against LSU Shreveport over the weekend. Not to gloat, I kind of got lucky. And, of course, the basketball team, of course, we are going to talk about the recent happenings and their game against Xavier, the huge game that could turn their season around. But let's begin with Brian Vandermark. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Devin, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Another day.
Another day. Well, let's just talk about the basketball season, the intramural basketball season. We'll stay away from the fact that Leo Coleman and his team is going to go for their third straight championship.
That's what I'm predicting too.
That's what everyone's predicting. Of course, not many people know exactly what we're talking about, but most of the guys do, who have been here for a while.
Yes.
So the basketball season has begun. When did it officially begin?
It began last week on Wednesday.
Okay. And how's everything going?
Everything's going smooth right now. All the teams are enjoying themselves. Big turnout this year, definitely.
How many teams?
20 guys teams and 8 girls teams.
20 guys? Is that the most that... Did you have that many last year or no?
That's way more than last year.
Way more than last year. That's good. There's a lot of freshman teams?
A lot of freshman teams, but there's a mix of, plenty of mixes, very good teams, solid teams, and teams that are out there having fun, which is what, I want everybody to have fun with intramurals.
That's good. Well... I've noticed a couple of changes with intramurals. One thing I've noticed is that the way that the scoreboard isn't in use, so the scores are kept on the table and the timer is kept by the ref. What is the reasoning, I guess, for the change? Is there a reasoning for it? Is it like budget cuts? Is it just not wanting to use the electricity of the scoreboard?
My guess would be budget, but it was kind of new for me. It was kind of just thrown right at me, and I was like, whoa. Here's a big change, and it's tough, but it's something we adjust to, and hopefully it can get changed, trying to work it out, because, make it a lot easier, because, the job's already hard enough as it is.
Yeah, job is hard for the ref, especially, but didn't have the time, but, yeah. I mean, if it is budget cuts, it's understandable. It looked like it was going pretty smoothly, but, of course, if there's ever a close game, it might come down to the wire, the teams might get a little upset that there's no time to look at. Well, that's good. So soccer is, of course, a little bit way off, but when is that beginning?
Soccer is going to begin probably the second week of March, right exactly after we finish basketball.
So basketball doesn't have much more to go.
Basketball only has a couple more weeks just because we got to move into the soccer season, which is one of my favorite seasons. And also, we have we're going to have all those side events, softball tournaments and ultimate frisbee tournaments, also trying to get more activities for people to come out and enjoy to get away from studying and stuff.
Explain that, because I was going to ask about that there seems to be like an activity like almost once a week or once every couple of weeks that the intramural staff or that the athletics department, I don't know who exactly it is putting on. I think there's a racquetball tournament.
Yes.
And you mentioned ultimate frisbee. What exactly is this?
There's a racquetball tournament actually tonight. And then we just, Angel and myself and also the athletic director wanted to make the intramural program a little more recognizable on campus, which actually it has been starting with volleyball. There was a huge turnout, way more teams than last year. Football, way more teams than last year. So actually, just the way intramurals are going, I've been really impressed, because there's so many more people coming out participating, having fun, getting away from studying. And these tournaments will just be more time for people to come out and take time away from doing this or that and just mess around with their friends. Softball, I think, is in April. And then there's going to be Ultimate Frisbee at some point. The dates, dates are still up in the air for a lot of these. But it's just, a way for people to, get away from the volleyball, football, basketball, and soccer. Yeah. And, just to play the other sports.
So they are bringing back softball, because they had softball my freshman year. I'm a senior, so they had some of my freshman year, and I didn't know they had softball in the past. And I think they even had like an actual intramural season way, way, way back when, but they're bringing back just a tournament type thing.
We're going to do a weekend tournament for softball. For me personally, I'd love to see how I can squeeze in maybe a softball season for a couple of weeks, because, I love baseball, and that's my favorite sport, and, I just would love maybe bringing an intramural type of softball into it, where, just have another sport for people to play rather than the four ones we already have.
Okay.
So the tournament will probably be a test, a little test run to see if, we can maybe throw a season in there.
Especially because baseball's so big down in the South.
Yes,
and,
definitely.
And, I mean, besides maybe like 2 months, like December and January, or maybe November and December and January, you can pretty much play softball or baseball in the South anytime you want.
Year round.
So you have a lot of room to actually play. And, of course, soccer's huge, too. I mean, everyone loves soccer, especially at the end. And then, of course, basketball. It seems like the spring generally gets more. Oh, volleyball's huge. I mean, of course they love volleyball, but it seems like the spring generally gets more participation as far as intramurals go.
I think it's just the spring season, too. The weather's just beautiful, and everyone, you know, just comes out and has fun, and especially the soccer turnout, just because, you know, people from, you know, the St. Louis area, soccer's huge, and just soccer areas people are coming from, soccer's huge, and, you know, just it brings a huge turnout. So,
and of course, the soccer players have ended their season so they can play. Or the senior soccer players.
The senior soccer players, yes.
And of course, they're always the ones who have the best chance of winning.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I mean, I don't know what else there is. If you want to say anything to anyone, I don't know if you want to say, oh, of course, my last thing. I know that at the football season, at the championship, you had, you know, pizza and drink. You tried to get people to come out and watch and support.
Yeah.
And I know that it's always cool for the people who are playing to have fans come out and watch.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to try and do anything like that again with basketball and soccer and any of these little event? I know the events, they're going to have more people come out probably just because it's a one-time event.
Yeah.
But with the basketball and soccer, I guess the playoffs or the championship, are you going to have anyone come out? Are you going to try and entice fans to come out with like food or drinks or whatever you would try?
For basketball and soccer, I'm going to do it a little differently. Football, you know, I wish there could have been a bigger turnout with fans and stuff because football, you know, I love football and so do, you know, most of the people that are playing it. We could have had a little bigger turnout for what we, you know, decided on. For basketball and soccer, I think we might stick around the same, maybe a little different. Definitely send emails out to everyone on campus saying, hey, here's, you know, give them times of games and stuff and say, you know, come out and support your friends. And just the more fan base that's out there, I think it'll make it more fun for people to be able to enjoy playing intramurals. And, you know, the players will just have a blast knowing their friends are there watching them. And so for the championships, I want to do it big. So.
Exactly. There you go. Well, thank you for joining me, and like I said, I wouldn't keep you long, around 7.5 minutes.
That's fine.
So once again, thank you for coming by, and I hope the intramural season goes really good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian Vandenmark, for joining me today. Once again, I'd like to say that he is the intramural student manager. He's a close friend of mine. But now let's talk about the baseball and basketball teams, and let's start with the baseball team. Man, what a weekend. Beating LSU Shreveport 2 out of 3 games. That's a top rank. That's a number 18th ranked team in the country. They were one of the best teams last year. Me and Coach Frank Sims actually were sitting here talking 2 weeks ago about how good of a hitting team they were. And the pitchers for the Badgers were great this weekend. Great in the wins. You know, David Dupuy pitched a great game, giving up only 2 runs in his outing. And Joe Carter, while, you know, the stats, when you look at the stats, he gave up 4 runs in his outing, and I think it was 5 2/3 or 4 2/3, but for 4 innings, he allowed only 1 run, and in that 5th inning, he just had some bad luck. Let's talk about the first game. The first game was a wild one, and let's go into the top of the 5th. David Dupuy's tiring. 2nd and 3rd, no one out. Like I said, this LSU Shreveport team's a great hitting team. They were a great hitting team last year. 2nd and 3rd, no one out. And I'm going to get a little, you know, a little corny. Every good team has a gut check moment. Now they can either roll over and die for that moment and lose that game and stay a good team. Or stay an average team, you know, whatever they were. Or in that gut check moment, they can fight back and prevail, find a way. Even though the odds in the card is all stacked against them, they can still find a way. And that kind of notches them up to become a great team. It's a confidence type thing. It's just one of those things where it says, we can go and beat anyone. That's what the Badgers had in that moment. 2nd and 3rd, tie in the first game of the season, this happened. 2nd and 3rd, no one out. Top of the 5th, tie game, starting pitchers getting a little tired. David Dupuy strikes out the first guy for out number 1, strikes out the next batter, 2 outs, hits the next batter on the foot, thankfully, because it would have been a pass ball and they would have scored a run. You know, it seemed like luck was kind of on our side in this inning as well because of that one play. But and everything else was just them fighting. And the next hitter, you know, hard hit fly ball to center field or right center field or left center field, one of the two. And Justin either charged in or he was going to the right or left, but he had to make a running catch, getting a great jump. And Justin is one of the greatest outfielders I've ever seen in person, as far as like at the college level. And I've seen a couple of college games, but he is one of the best defensive outfielders I've ever seen. He made some plays, and it wasn't even like diving plays. It was just, you know, the fact that he got there without having to dive. You know, Andrew Jones, everyone thinks he's so great. He's so slow. That's why he has to slide and dive to get to these balls. And I'm not trying to rag on a Braves player. I know there's a lot of Atlanta fans out there, but Justin's so quick, he doesn't need to dive and slide to get to these balls. He just is so quick that he's able to make the play. He's so fast, and he has such a good glove out there in center field. He made the final out. We got out of the inning, no runs scored. It was second and third, no one out, and we didn't allow any runs. Then, go to extra innings. LSU Shreveport scores a run. Fred Rossi, after the guy before him got hit by a pitch, I think it was Andy McCall, got hit by a pitch. Fred Rossi takes a 2-0 pitch, which you really don't swing at. You don't really get the green light out of the 9-hole on a 2-0 pitch after the person before you got hit by the pitch. In the bottom of the last inning, down by a run. You know, you usually don't have the green light there. But he just ripped this fastball in the opposite field for a single. Made it first and third. Ryan Hall comes up next play. Shot down the right field line. You know, don't really know what happened. Ball kind of got stuck in the tarp, been obstructed, or the tarp might have obstructed the right fielder's vision. You know, LSU Shreveport didn't really try and find the ball and make a play. The umpire signaled that, you know, they should have and they could have, so the Badgers win 4-3 amid controversy. Then, game three, you know, they lost game two. They lost the nightcap of the doubleheader, but game three, they dominated LSU Shreveport. And I think they were kind of riding off the momentum from that game. You know, even though they kind of lost the second game, they still went into that locker room at the end of the day saying, you know what? We can beat these guys because we did. So you know what they did in game three? They beat them, and they beat them easily. 9-4. And if the pitching is great, you know, the clutch hitting on this weekend was great. The hitting with runners in scoring position was great. But if the clutch hitting continues to stay great, if the defense, which will be the strong point of this team, is continues to be that and continues to be great, which it was, and if the pitching is great like it was, this team could win the GCAC. I'll repeat, this team could win the GCAC. That's how good this team is, and that's how good this team looked this past weekend. Now on to the basketball team. Okay, let's take a step back. I know some of the fans were a little disappointed at the game at Mobile. Let's take a step back a little bit. If you look at the way the team played against William Carey, which was two Thursdays ago, you know, William Carey was kind of up the whole game. And William Carey was ranked like fifth, I think, at the time. Well, William Carey was winning the whole game. The Badgers fought back, forced overtime. If Marcus Coleman would have made one more free throw, because he had three free throws and he only made one. If he would have made one more, I'm not trying to rag on him, but I'm just kind of, my point is, if he makes one more, we win that game. We would have won. We would have beaten the number five team in the country. My point is, this team is really good. And the Mobile, you know, their full court press, you know, and their aggressive nature on defense and their fast-paced offense, you know, it can give you headaches. Of course, it can give any team headaches. They're always tough to play, especially at Mobile. But this Badgers team did beat Tougaloo two Saturdays ago, who was ranked. I think they played Loyola last Monday or last Thursday. You know, they lost to them by 3 points, I think. It was last Thursday. They lost to Loyola by 3 points at Loyola, and Loyola's a good team. They have struggled as of late, but the point I'm trying to make is they had some close losses, and they kept fighting, and while they, you know, in the Loyola game, they were down by a lot late, and they fought back. In the William Carey game, they were down by a lot late, and they fought back in regulation time and in overtime, and then they beat Tougaloo, who was ranked, at home. Don't think about the Mobile game. I know everyone likes to think about what just happened. Don't think about the Mobile game when you think about this team. Think about the fact that they could have beaten William Carey, and they could have beaten Loyola. And, you know, if just one break goes our way, we have a big game with Xavier Thursday night at home. And, of course, Badger Brawl's coming. We can get our revenge against Mobile. Well, anyway, thank you for joining me today. I am Devin Golden, like I said, and this is a weekly interview show, analysis show, opinion show, whatever you want to call it, kind of a mixture of all this week, but mostly interviews. Once a week, I'll do an interview with a coach, a player, or like today, a student, intramural manager, or intramural student manager, someone who has some sort of effect on the athletics at Spring Hill College. I did intramurals today because I kind of want to make the connection to the students, because I know the students participate and have a connection more to intramurals than they do to really any sport besides being a fan. They actually participate in intramurals. I wanted to make that connection and have you guys feel involved and kind of highlight intramurals, because it's kind of, it doesn't really get highlighted as much at this school. And I want people to go out and watch the intramural games. I think they're really important. I participate in the intramurals every sport, every season that I've been here. Except for football, freshman year, I didn't do that. Or volleyball, but I wanted to. Looking back on it, I wish I did. And if anyone isn't doing intramurals, you know, make sure you do it, because it's a lot of fun. And the intramural staff, don't yell at them, because they really are trying to do their job as best they can. And they're not trying to, you know, make bad calls on purpose or make you lose or something. And they're really trying to, I mean, they're kids, they're students. And it's a hard job if you did it, so don't yell at them, please. Well, that's going to be it. Like I said, this is my senior seminar project, doing this once a week. This is a student project. I'm the show on this. Go out and support the teams. Go out and support the baseball team this weekend against Tougaloo, because we can sweep them and we'll be 5-1. And like I said, we can win the whole thing. We can win the conference this year. We're good enough. We played good enough this past weekend to do it. And go out and support the basketball team against Xavier. It is a huge game. And if we can win this game, we'll be back to 500 in conference play and we'll make another run at it. I truly believe that. We won't win the regular season conference or anything, but we'll make a run. So go out and support your teams. Thank you once again. I'm Devin Golden. Have a great week.